You're listening to SBS News.
A fluffy native mouse and five other Australian species have been added to the International Union for Conservation of Nature's Red List. According to the Australian Conservation Foundation, Australia's escalating extinction crisis is being fueled by climate change, deforestation, and outdated conservation laws. My name's Assam Al-Ghalib, and today I'm joined by the Australian Conservation Foundation's National Nature Campaigner, Jess Abrams. Jess, thanks for joining us. Six more Australian species were added to the International Red List. What happened?
The International Red List is a concise catalogue of threatened and endangered species across the globe. And just yesterday, a number of Australian species were added to the endangered list, including a very cute and fluffy native mouse known as the heath mouse, which is found in Western Victoria and on the border of South Australia and further west in Western Australia. And very sadly, the heath mouse, which previously was not even considered threatened on the red list, has jumped all the way to endangered. And it's because the heath mouse and so many of our other native animals are under huge pressure from deforestation, from activities like agriculture, from climate change and increasingly severe fire regimes, and also from invasive species, even just like fox and cats are having a huge toll on the heath mouse. The home of the heath mouse is very is older heathy woodlands, and those kinds of forests are being increasingly chopped into smaller and smaller parcels, and so the heath mouse has less and less place where it can call home, and as a result, it's yet another one of the hundreds of species added to the IUCN's Red List of Endangered Animals.
Does Australia keep its own list of endangered species? What species are on it?
Yes. So in Australia, Australia has keeps its own list of endangered plants and animals. And on the Australian list, there's more than 2,200 endangered plants, animals and ecosystems, or threatened plants, animals and ecosystems. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature also keeps its own list, not just of Australian, but of all threatened plants and animals across the world. And the IUCN has counted 742 endangered species in Australia, and this includes well-known species like the koala and the greater glider and the leadbeater's possum, but increasingly lesser known but equally cute and important species like the heath mouse. But others that were added to the list yesterday include the curlew sandpiper. Now, this is a bird that many Australians have probably seen on shoreline on beaches and inland rivers across Australia, but haven't realised that this bird, like so many other birds that fly from across the world, migratory species, they're under pressure because, again, their habitat is being destroyed both overseas and in Australia. We know there's a population of curlew sandpipers in the Rivermouth estuary in Newcastle, which are facing human pressure from port expansion. These birds are facing pressure from urban expansion, unsustainable urban sprawl, and the increasing pressure on our precious coastline. So the curlew sandpiper, the heath mouse, and a host of other well-known species are all sadly in decline. You know, Australia is in the midst of an extinction crisis. We're so proud of the unique plants and animals we have in Australia. They're part of our national identity. But the tragedy is that we are losing them before our very eyes. It is estimated the koala will be extinct in New South Wales if nothing changes before 2050. That seems inconceivable that an animal that is so well known across the world, so loved and treasured, could literally disappear from our forests and woodland. And it's because weak national environment laws have failed to prevent the destruction of their habitat, and our failure to take action on climate change means that pressure from fires and extreme weather is also taking its toll.
Are current conservation laws in Australia adequate?
Australia has a system of national environment laws that have been in place for nearly 25 years, and over that period, more than 7 million hectares of habitat for some of our most threatened and endangered species have literally been destroyed. What an abject failure these laws have been. Our list of threatened species has literally grown by hundreds in the time that these laws have been in place, and these laws were meant to prevent extinction. The Albanese government came to power with a bold promise to create a new generation of national environment laws and end extinction. But they've failed to do that. Those laws are currently stuck in Parliament, and the Albanese government has shown an unwillingness to talk to the crossbench and find a negotiated outcome to see these laws put in place. There's obviously an election looming at some point in the next couple of months and early next year in Australia, and it's critical that these laws pass the Parliament before then, because the next extinction in Australia is similarly just around the corner, and we need strong laws that will protect the habitat of our threatened species. We also need increased funding from government to make sure that the species that are in trouble, that we can recover their numbers, their population, and restore their habitat. But we also need action from businesses. Banks and supermarkets are financing the destruction of our precious forests and woodlands. The production of beef is the biggest driver of deforestation in Australia. Every year, hundreds of thousands of hectares of woodland in Australia is bulldozed for beef production. And we really need to make sure that our supermarkets are stocking deforestation-free beef, that our supermarkets commit to those sorts of actions, and that also our banks stop financing nature destruction across our really diverse economic supply chains.
Jess Abrams from the Australian Conservation Foundation, thanks for speaking with SBS News today.